That shit loud as fuck.
Let me switch this over. There we go. Hold on. Let me put this in. All right, so you got me, my brother?
Yeah, you see that, like, haze over your camera?
Oh, yeah, let me wipe clean. Oh, shit. There we go. Is that good? Is that better?
Yeah, that. Hold on, you turned it off. I can't see no more.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Shit. How did I turn that motherfucker off? Wait, did it unplug? Oh, shit.
I think one of the cords came up.
Let's see here. There we go.
There you go. You good. Yeah, that's clear. Perfect. Steve, you got a gamer desk.
Yeah, I know. I do. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek,
bro.
I'm a geek.
The Gatorade, the whole setup, the whole, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, damn right. I do it all, man.
Hey, after the day you get something on me, man, you'll never set the fuck up.
No. Don't worry about it. I'm getting my Taekwondo cornrows and shit. Don't worry. That's coming.
All right, you ready to start the show?
Yeah, let's start the show, man. Here we go, man. Let me see it.
Let's get it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start the intro right now.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, Todd, what's up, man?
What it do, have no fear, Taekwondo is here, welcome to the Dojo B.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Hey, what's good with you, man? Just want to shout out to you and shout out to everybody, the Dojo members, the Man Mindset members, if you got a question.
Shout out to all the members, man.
Yes, put a Q and you got the lines are open if you want to call in.
Yeah, if y'all want to call in, 563-999-3056, you know what I'm saying, type a question in my chat. If y'all have a question, type the Q. I'm going to read it out loud. Y'all got questions, Steve chat. Y'all already know the deal. We know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
So let's get into it, Steve. Let's get into it, man.
Hey, you started. You got the great topic. Go ahead and break it down, brother. You got it.
Start it off. So the topic we chose for today is, she can smell you're thirsty from a mile away. You know what I'm saying? We put in the thumbnail, stop chasing, stop limping, stop. Y'all know how that go. And the reason I said this, Steve, is because I've had a couple of Patreon calls recently. I've been reading things and checking, reading DM messages and reviewing them and letting guys know where they went wrong. And what a lot of guys do is they say, oh, you know, well, I talk too much. So I talk myself into the friend zone. I talk myself out of pussy. I don't know what this dirty. And maybe I just need to talk less. And they think that talking less is the issue, as if they talk less, they're just more sexier or more attractive or more mysterious. You see, I can talk a lot, still be mysterious, still be sexy and attractive, all because everything I'm saying is leading to something. Everything I'm saying is building up to something or taking her where I want to take her. I'm not just saying endless words just to speak. But the whole idea of she can smell you thirsty from a mile away, she already knew you wanted to fuck when you approached her or if you DM'd her. She already knew you wanted to fuck.
Yo, absolutely.
The idea is, why should she fuck you?
Right.
What about you as a man? Why should she fuck you? Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and that should be the and 3385. I'll get you 1 second, but yeah, that should be the main question that people ask themselves, Ty. Why you? Why should she give her body to you? And most guys can't even answer that question. Now, if we asked you or me that, we can tell you for days why us, but the average guy cannot even discuss one even thought of why me, because he thinks if he's getting something from a woman, he's lucky. It's his lucky day. But everything lined up, you know? So it's just...
Oh, God. Now, Steven, even when you alluded to, if she asks us why us, we can go on for days. See, that's where we went too, because we want to fuck just like you guys, right? We want to fuck, right? We ain't nothing wrong with wanting to have sex and enjoying it, right? The idea is that you can actually get it to a point where she wants to fuck you as well, because she'll have this perception or idea, but I'm just saying before you actually fuck, she'll have this perception or idea of how fucking you will be. See, women do that. They're very mental. That's why they read these books, these poems, they listen to music. Yeah, you listen to music differently from us, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
You ever play a song around a woman, she'll be word for word into the lyrics. Not to say men don't do that. But I'm just, they are very, right. So then that's when you pay attention to the music a woman listens to. When she listens to Jay and I Used to Go to the Weekend, Party Next Door, and you go look at some of these lyrics to these songs, you go, oh. Okay? But to make my point, when you are experienced sexually, and I'm not just talking physically, but you have sexual confidence, you are all of the above. You can't be thirsty. Because see, when you have sexual confidence, you're not rushing. You're not pressing it.
See, Tom,
you're not sitting. Yep, go ahead, Steve.
You know,
yep.
Real quick, yeah, because the line started blowing. But what I want to say real quick, is that, see, the thing about Ty and I, King's English, is that this women want to fuck us. They don't want to date us. They don't want to go out and eat our food and all this. They want to eat food off of us. You know what I mean? They want to be with us. They fantasize about us. They daydream about us. They think about ways to talk to us. And I know from the other side, it's hard to see that, but people, I actually think that women are like, for these guys, Ty, they think women just want relationships. You know what I mean? They think that women just like, you know what? I'm looking for a long-term relationship that's going to lead to marriage and happily ever after. But for us, it's not, you know, you can only lease or rent me. You know, you can't have me. So you already know from the get-go that we already have an understanding. And that the understanding is that, listen, I can give you some dick and bubblegum, but I'm all out of bubblegum. You know what I mean? So, you know.
But, yeah, you listen to these before we get into the car. The last thing I want to touch on that, because I know the guys listening were like, well, so then what? You know, what do we do? You know, what's next? First, you have to understand that the reason, see, all your problems are connected.
Yeah.
And you're trying to compartmentalize your problems. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to separate the fact that you struggle with texting, with the fact that you struggle with approaching, with the fact that you can't escalate with a woman, with the fact that when it comes to what to say to her, you struggle. All of these are connected. And the problem coming from the fact that you're walking on eggshells, you're walking on ice, you're tippy-toeing, trying to perfectly get your way to the pussy. And you don't understand that when you start walking like a man, you start stomping your feet, letting your presence be felt and heard in everything you do, and having the confidence in you. Matter of fact, if I say something that offends her, if it makes her like me less, so be it, because I'm just that real and raw. And if she chooses, let her choose. If she doesn't, she doesn't. See, when you have this mindset and mentality, right? Let's just say that's the fundamentals of it. When you have that mindset and mentality, everything you say and do will come from that foundation. Because your mindset and mentality is founded on, I want to fuck by any means necessary, you breathe this thirsty-ass energy because you start cutting corners, you start letting shit slide. And then guess what? From the woman's standpoint, this is not attractive. Because she knows that if you're going to be desperate, cut corners, and chase her pussy, what would you do for some money? What would you do for some power? What would you do for some fame? What would you do for some attention? So you can't show that moral, that standard with her and you know, just her pussy. She already can judge you on many levels as a man.
And what shocks them real quick is that I always say talking to a woman is like making yourself a bowl of cereal. It's the same exact thing. And where the problem that a lot of guys don't understand is that they make cereal all day. They don't go into the kitchen and say, oh my God, the kitchen's gonna judge me. They don't go grab the bowl and say, oh, the bowl doesn't like me. They don't look at the spoon and say the spoon's gonna find somebody else or the milk's gonna do something. They go after what they want and they do it, and they've done it so many times that they can close their eyes, blindfold themselves, and do the same process of build making cereal as if they had a blindfold off. That's how easy it is, brother.
So. All right, let's have it to the club.
All right, let's go ahead and bring these calls. 385, then 347 got next. 385, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, yo, what's good? What's good, Kai? What's good, Steve?
What's going on, Kai? What's going on?
I'm turning you up a little bit. Yo, yeah, you got to beat up a little bit. All right, go ahead, caller. You got it.
I just had a question. Like, what is your definition of game? And, like, each of you could, like, go ahead and take a turn, but, yeah, that's basically my question.
You're asking the wrong question, sir.
You're asking,
what did he say? He said, okay, you're asking what is our definition of game versus what do I need to learn, what do I need to do to learn? Because you're making it seem like we've got to prove ourselves to you, and we ain't got to prove anything to you, Kaya. So I think you are asking the wrong question because you want to know
what game I got my own opinion on like what our game means.
Okay,
to
well,
me
then why don't you tell us, like, then why don't you, like, okay, yeah. No, educate us. Because game is the two guys you see. We don't have to tell you what game is. You just look at the camera and you see what game is. What is game to you, sir?
Well, like I said, I already got my own opinion, but I just came on here to see what y'all think about.
No. What is game? Because a man doesn't ask another man what game is, so you don't have game, number one, because men don't ask men that question. But what is your thing on game, sir? Educate us. Oh, he ran off and hung the phone up. I guess he didn't have game. All right. Next call. Here goes Chief. I see that, Kai.
Yeah, I'm predicting you about to call him a bitch and two dwellers and three. You soft as fuck.
I wasn't going to call him. I wasn't going to say anything. I was waiting for him to hang himself. I gave him enough rope. He's about to hang himself. All right. Eric code 347. What's your question, brother?
All right. So, Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, bro?
Y'all can hear me.
You hear me? All right, perfect, perfect. I just wanted to make sure before we get into the line.
Oh, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, my connection might be a little slow, but my question is, like, how do I learn to set the pace and, like, make a rhythm when I'm, like, spitting game and I'm communicating? Because
I don't know what you got to do while you're speaking right now, but... Your pussy sound tighter than the girl that you're talking about. So, just speak. Just speak. You know, I ain't saying speak fast, loud, or aggressive. I'm just saying just speak more clear because it kind of sounds like you have your head down and, you know, what do I have to do for my game? Like, if I wanted to sound like you, that's how I would fix my posture. So, you know what I'm saying? Just get relaxed, open yourself up, you know what I'm saying? Just speak. Say it again. You know what I'm saying? Just run it back real quick.
Right. How do I learn the pace when I'm spitting game at the gym? How do I learn to, like, reset the rhythm, find my pace, and all that?
Well, real quick, who says you're spitting game? You're not spitting game, so why would you lie? I think that's the first problem. You say you're doing something that you're not doing.
Right.
And what's resetting the pace? What does that look like to you? What do you mean by that?
As I usually interact with women, busy.
Just speak up, relax. Hey, like, wait, call her. Just relax and speak up. Let your nuts drop from your stomach. Come on. Speak up, baby.
So I usually speak to females in a busy work setting. I'm not talking about work, but, like, there's usually, like, something happening, like, it's, you know, people moving and stuff like that. So sometimes, like, I get caught up or they get caught up, and it's like you have to set the pace and get back.
You understand?
I don't know what he's saying.
I'm listening like, yo, bro, look, I don't know if you need to hear yourself, but just listen. Like, I don't know, bro. Just try to speak more clearly for us. It's not going through well.
Yeah. What are you saying? Oh. Speak up. It's like you're hiding under a pillow or something. You don't want someone to hear you. Speak up, buddy.
Are you a closet caller?
Closet?
You're like a...
There you go. That's how you say it.
Yeah, now, what is your question, though? What is your question, sir?
Right. My question is, how do you find a pace when you're communicating? And how do you...
A pace.
Find a pace? Are you riding a horse?
Well, not exactly, but in a way.
What do you mean by a pace?
Like... You know how a conversation has a flow to it?
No, I don't know. Tell me. What do you mean? What flow? What does it have? What kind of a flow?
Like when you're communicating and you know what you're talking about, but
you don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
It could be anything. It could be why I'm going up to this person, what I want to talk about, how do I feel, how's it feeling.
Well, tell me about how you feel and what are you saying to women?
Hey, what's on?
I said, what are you saying to women? Tell us how you feel. What are you saying to women when you talk to them since you know so much?
I mean, I don't think I know so much, but feel me? When I talk about, like, what do you feel?
You should be defending yourself. But you just made a statement. What I'm saying is if you're going to make a statement, back it up. So I'm asking you, what are you saying to women because you know yourself? What are you saying to women?
Well, yeah, usually I would talk to a woman about, like, what I like.
Really?
And,
what do you like? Well, tell us what you like. Tell us what you like while I key up the violin. What do you like?
All right, so I like novelty, right? So I don't,
so,
I've noticed
so
that
I tell
really
a girl, you tell a woman, hi, my name is this, and I like novelty?
No. That's what I would talk about. Like, I would talk about novelty. I mean, yeah. So you want me to like act like I was speaking to a female?
Well, I would like to hear it because I want to hear how this novelty conversation goes because I know her pussy's already dried up. So how does this work?
Right. So I'm trying to like learn how to like make it relevant.
One of those books on the shelf.
I'm trying to like learn how to make it more relevant because I kind of struggle with that. I kind of ramble when I
listen,
speak.
Listen. All of this, caller, even going back to the first thing you said with pace and, you know, setting, you know, all that, all of this can be in your control. In effect, it is in your control. And if she has to take the control, she probably already lost her any type of attraction she had to you because she's realized you can't lead. You aren't man enough to handle her. Secondly, you're saying something is a problem that you're creating. So if you go up to her and you don't like the pace or the tone or whatever, however the conversation is flowing, you're just as much in the conversation as she is. And in fact, if you approached her or if you initiated the contact or whatever the case may be, you're held responsible for how it goes. So if it's going too fast, too slow, it's going like this, you change the pace. It doesn't matter what that pace is, what the tone is, if it's aggressive, hostile, sweet, peaceful, calm. It doesn't matter what it is. You always can decide what you want it to be, and you can dictate that. And if it's not that, then don't choose to be in the conversation. Why are you following the woman?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what he wants. What is your end game? What are you trying to get?
Shit. I'm trying to gain perspective.
What, from a woman? Okay, by talking to a woman, you're trying to get perspective from people.
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you a question again. So you're talking to women to get perspective from them about people?
Oh, no.
This nigga got to have a gray skin and two big black eyes.
Jesus Christ, man.
Got to be one of the aliens, bro.
Yeah, it got to be. Something's wrong. Hey, dog, what are you talking to these women for? What's the purpose, young man?
Because I'm trying to, like, create a novel experience. I'm trying to gain something that is not base level. That makes sense.
I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? You're saying all these words. What do they mean?
So you know what intangible means?
I think I do.
So I'm trying to gain intangible experiences and intangible thoughts.
What kind? Tell us, be more specific. What kind?
It could be sex, trauma, like just
trauma.
To gain...
Trauma? So you went from sex to trauma?
Oh, shit.
Like you talking about frozen in ice trauma? I mean, trauma for seeing Jason? What kind of trauma are you talking about?
Just like, it's like not like deep trauma, but like,
All right, Colin, we're going to catch this. Just in having this conversation with you, if a woman is listening to you, if she's in an interaction with you, she can hear, just like we hear, you can't put the pieces together. You don't have a step A, B, C, D, E, F, G, even when you're confused. See, even if I'm confused on something, if I don't know something, I can still lead. Hey, you know what? When you said, let's say I'm in the classroom. Hey, you know what? When you said that word in perspective of relation, that what did that mean? Because I'm a little lost right there. Okay, so basically you're saying, you see, you can't even lead being lost. It's like you're wandering. You're thinking out loud. It's like you're confused.
Yeah.
When you're communicating with another person, it makes you hard to talk to because you're not standing on anything, even being lost or confused.
Right.
So stand on it. I struggle talking to women because when I talk to them, it's hard to bring substance to the conversation. And as you said that, it would be easier for us to give you an answer.
So what is it that you're trying to do? Let's just take it one step at a time, sir. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to add relevance and substance to what I say and
so
understand how to take things and lead the conversation.
Wait, you're trying to add relevance to your day?
No, so what I say.
To which, by doing what?
I don't know exactly. Cause I have
okay.
Here.
Okay,
so all right, Carla, wait, Steve, he got to pick his spine up off the ground first. Bro, just listen. Just literally say out loud to yourself right now, like, you know what, I'm fucked up. I suck right now, but I want to be better. Just embrace that, bro. You're human, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't, like, bro, just because you just feel like you're feeling bad for yourself right now. You're feeling like real low self-esteem, you're giving up real weak energy.
Yeah,
it's suffocating. It's suffocating to being an alien, man. It's hard to listen to. You can have confidence in being trash. So, like, can you just confidently just embrace that you make mistakes? You're human. It is what it is. But nobody's like, come on, bro. Just grab your spine and wear it. Just like put it back in your back, bro.
So I kind of suck. Yes, I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. I'm flawed, but I am trying to become better.
Did you say kinda at the end?
Become better.
Better how?
More confidence. Leadership.
How are you? What are you going about? What are you doing to do to make those changes?
I mean, I'm on here. I'm not afraid of criticism. I'm being vulnerable.
What are you doing? I didn't ask what you're doing here. What are you doing to fix it, sir?
I'm being open to criticism and advice.
Criticism is just criticism if you ain't doing nothing about it. You're not I don't understand. You're just listening and bird watching. You're laying on your stomach with your feet up in the air. How do you expect you're not listen, I appreciate you saying all this, but you don't want to change, dog. You don't want to change. And I can tell you don't want to change. Because you're just talking in circles, using words that you don't even have any meaning to, and you have no structure, big guy.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of influence on the community that I've had, guys hear substance and going deep, and you know, and they just take these words and then just make them shallow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Caller, I mean, you're still here, man. I'm just trying to figure out what you're trying to do. Because you're still not, you still haven't explained what you say to these women. You're like, what do you say to women?
I just feel like,
you see a woman, all right, let's start. I mean, again, I'm going to help you. So what, you see a woman, what are you saying to her?
I'm like, hey,
hey, what if she's not a hey type woman?
My name is, like,
hey, hey, my name is your name. Then what?
Are you from around here?
Wait, what? You ask her, is she from, wait, did you just say, are you from around here? Are you, was that a joke?
You're trying to boot up.
Dude, come on. Girl, you ask her, wait. You ask her, is she from around here?
Yeah.
Why? What is, okay, tell us why you asking that question. What is that supposed to be?
Carlos, she says yes. Yes, I am. Then what?
All right, well, I find you interesting, and I kind of want to speak to you more.
How is she interesting? How is she interesting?
Yeah, what made her interesting?
What made her interesting? You don't know anything about her. What made her interesting? The live, the makeup, the weave, and the eyeliner? What made her interesting?
I mean...
No, what made her interesting?
I don't know.
Brother, listen. Okay, here, listen, young man. If you make a statement, you got to be able to back up the statement. Why are you just saying things? You just said that she's interesting. We're challenging you on what you're saying, and you don't even know why you're even saying what it is you're saying. So why is she interesting?
Well, she's interesting because...
You don't even know her.
I just found her interesting, the way she looks.
Wait, the way she looks, what do you understand? That's makeup, right? That's a deception. That's makeup and weave and eyeliner and tight clothes.
So what's behind the deception? I guess that's what I find interesting.
But wait a second, you said that she was interesting. I'm just asking what is interesting about her.
The fact that I don't know her.
That's
so what about your interest?
Wait, say one time.
What about your interest?
My
interest. I am interested to blank.
Oh, just to learn more.
Tell her what you want. Telling her why you came here. Being clear and concise in that. Not why you already, see, we already go in there like that. Where are you from? You around here? You seem interesting. I don't know. You're on your knees. You may even get successful with it. You may even get to the number. And this is what guys don't understand. You could always show a result doing some bullshit. So the game is not, we're not yet using your game to judge based from the woman's results. Because you'll find a woman to go along with the bullshit.
Yeah.
You step it up. Forget about you now when you go into this interaction. I saw you. I blah, blah, blah. This, that, me. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll turn her on when you let a woman know what you want.
Right.
When you're a type of man who goes for what he wants.
How old do you call her?
17.
Okay, it's okay. Listen. I understand you're 17, and I don't want to look like you beat. Wait, are you out of high school, or are you going to your senior year?
Out of high school. I graduated.
I'm sorry? You already graduated, right? All right, well, first off, congratulations. Congratulations on graduating, but now you have just stepped into the real world of the Serengeti, where there's no mommy and daddy to protect you, and you're going to be food thinking the way you're thinking.
Right. I'm trying to, like, move.
You're trying to do what?
I'm trying to move out of that show.
How are you trying? What are you doing to move out of the shell, sir?
I'm confident I'm going to make a change. I'm sure that I'm going to make a change because that's why I don't take criticism. I want to understand why.
We got another caller. All right. Well, look. Okay, listen, buddy. Listen. Just think about what we said. Call back and talk to us. But we got to grab another call. But you actually really need some help, my friend. Okay.
All right,
buddy.
Carla, I feel like we just bully you.
Yeah, we just like took his lunch and shit.
Run your fucking podcast.
Yeah, man. Error code 510.
Yeah.
510. What's your question? What's up?
Hey, yo. What's up with it? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, just like, bruh, like, how you saying he's kind of in his shell. Like, I feel like I created one for myself, too. Like, when my dad passed, and then I was raised by my mom for so long, fucking, until she passed. So I became, like, passive-aggressive, like, and I really didn't have that dominant personality, feel me, like my dad did have. I wasn't, feel me, like I said, I was raised by my mom for so long. I kind of picked up her traits of just being, like, passive-aggressive, and I wanted some pointers on gaining, like, more dominance, like, within yourself. Like, I hear you say, don't do shit for women, feel me? Don't try to be dominant for a woman, but dominate yourself first before you go outside of yourself to, feel me, try to tackle the world. I just, feel me? Like I said, I wanted pointers on that.
But the problem is, why do you think you lost?
You said lost?
Yeah, why do you think you're what you're asking is a loser question? You're so busy wanting pointers. You're so busy wanting pointers. You don't want to learn anything. You just want a quick fix answer to a complicated problem. A pointer is not going to do anything to you because you ain't got the will to even do the pointer if we gave it to you.
How would you know that, though? Like I
can hear your voice.
You, what
like,
I was
you
trying
just
to say.
You just told us that you're a mommy's boy. Did you not say that? So don't you think?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, then there's your answer then. That's how we know. I could have told you by hearing your voice, but, I mean.
He thought you said a statement that you couldn't back up.
Yeah. We give you a pointer, you're not going to do it.
But it wasn't like a pointer, like a tip or trick type shit. I was like, feel me, pointing, like, feel me, trying to gain direction.
Okay, so you want me to explain? So you want me to explain open heart surgery in one sentence?
No, sir. I wanted you feel me, like how I don't want you to tell me how you did it.
I'm not telling you how I did it. You're asking how to be
like
open heart surgeon in one question. And that, and you don't even see what you're even asking.
So I guess this is just do it myself type of thing.
You can't do it yourself.
The puzzle
you're
shit. The puzzle shit you be talking about.
Mm-mm. No, don't do that because it still ain't gonna help you because you. Listen, young man. This is what you gotta understand. I always call it law zero. The game ain't for everybody. In the Serengeti, there's gotta be zebras, grassy lions, hippopotamus, and all other stuff, man. And you just might have to accept that you ain't ready to be a man. You know, there was something I talked about the other day. I want you to look it up. It's called Lambert the Sheepish Lion. It's a lion that started living with a bunch of sheep. He thought he was a sheep. And that's you, buddy. You're happy where you're at. You don't want to change.
No, I get what you're saying, though, because like I said, I was raised around women and
No, we can't use mommy because you're a man now. We don't blame mommy for everything.
That's a fact. Feel me? Like I said,
wait.
I was raised around a woman.
Well, guess what? I was raised around a woman. So why am I not like you?
Probably because you had a different type of environment.
I was my environment. That just went over your head right there, caller.
Caller. You are either a product or your environment is a product of you. Which one are you? Do you go around, shape, shift, change, and commit and become a follower? Or do you lead and change things that you interact with?
I see what y'all talking about.
You're saying, well, my environment this, my mom that, I grew up around women this, I'm product of that. So what did they gain from you? Just a piece of platform that they were just painting on. Mm-hmm. What did they gain from you?
This shit definitely hit me. Feel me? I see, nigga, I take that constructive criticism and not let it get to the organ.
I'm saying, yeah, you gotta just realize this. Either what did they gain from you? I'm just asking, like, what from you being around them, what did they gain? How did they change? How did they improve? How did you impact them? What imprint did you leave? Because it sounds like you've just been being imprinted. Wait, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 20. Just turned 20.
Listen, okay, right, watch this. If I called my uncle, right, I probably was 11 or 10 years old at the time. My uncle was probably 30-something. My other uncle that was in the car was also probably 21, something like that, probably 20, whatever. They were having a conversation. So I'm only 10 or 11 at the time. They were having a conversation on something. I made a statement. He stopped driving, turned around, and said, I'm 30-something years old, and you just said something I never thought of before. 10 or 11 years old, I was making statements which impacted grown men.
Yeah.
So what do you think happens when I go around women, and I'm talking to women? What do you think happens when I go in a room in a meeting full of people that I don't know? What do you think what happens when you come and you interact with me and you're trying to project and paint me? What do you think is going to happen?
Okay. Just like leaving in the mark instead of, feel me, like you said, instead of being the canvas that's painted on type shit.
All right. You listen, that whole product the environment bullshit, listen, which is true when you're a kid. Maybe you're super young.
Yeah.
Maybe you were led to be that way. Like you know what I'm saying, Steve referenced the story. A lion grew up in a herd of sheep is going to try to bat. It doesn't know it can roar. It's not even doesn't know it's supposed to roar. You have to take it in your own hands to say, here's what I am, here's who I am, and here's why I'm going to be that. And stand on that. Otherwise, you're standing on something else.
Okay,
what?
Now I'm just, feel me, soaking up game, feel me?
Well, you're soaking it up. What are you doing to soak it up?
Just remembering what y'all saying and just giving, like, implementing this shit that y'all talking about within my own life and just, like, being more intentional and directional with what I'm doing and how I'm going to do it instead of being led by other things and external factors and shit.
You know, that's really good to say, but you know you're not going to do that, right? You want to know why?
But how would you know that, Steve?
I'm going to tell you why. Because you're just like the person that goes to church or a motivational place, and you're just feeling good right now. You hang up the phone, you'll go right back to the pumpkin. Like Cinderella type shit. I'm just being honest.
This ain't even that. Because, like, I'm the type of person that when I receive criticism or motivation, then it gives me more strength to want to do shit.
Now, I'm sure somebody along the way told you stop blaming your mother for everything. You're still doing it now. So what are you talking about, dog? Because that's your line. And I even think you're going to say that to a woman. You're like, hey, how you doing? My name is No. And you know what? My mother, I used to live with my mother. And that's why I am. That's why I am the way I am, because I live with my mother. That's all you kept saying, dude. So how you going to change that?
I mean, I'm not going to blame her for that. Just that. Just stop blaming external factors for my problems and take control of my own life.
Okay, if it was that easy, what you said, would you really need to call us then? Or could you just say what you said and then just have it done?
Because those, you know what you're gonna say, it was some bullshit.
You know what? I grew up around women. My father wasn't really just role model for me and borrowed money by the bank. So you know what? I took it in my own hands to be the man I wanted to be. That could be your narrative with the same story. So you could put another man in your same position, and he would have had a whole different outcome. And the crazy part is you had a father that you respected and honored. But you didn't respect him and honor that enough if you ain't admire how he handled things and how he cared himself enough to take homage to that and apply it to your life. So I kind of lost respect for you when you said that, because there's a lot of men out here who ain't have no role models, no men in their life, and made that shit happen. Not even a family, foster care people, homeless people, bad, and you got even people, take it even a step further, who have bad examples and bad role models and bad things in their environment and still chose not to be a part of their environment in their life.
Yeah. I hear what y'all saying. That was just my fault, my problem that I just,
no,
I let
cool.
the other,
no,
like
it's,
you were saying, the
cool
bad
saying.
Examples kind of be part of my personality and what I... What
no,
I'm
that's
doing
what
instead
did.
Of...
Okay. But listen, Chuck Carter, this is the thing. Let's see, let me get him on this, too. So this is where Steve says, you know, you're thinking of the Serengeti, there has to be zebras, grassing lions, the hunter to play, the men. It's easier not to be men. It's easy to just roll over and follow and be led. That's fine. It's easy to look. That's fine. It's up to you. You don't have to work hard every day. You don't have to change your life every day. You don't have to challenge yourself. You don't have to create your own empire. You don't. But we won't force you or convince you to, but you'll just have to, what you will do is if you come here and say that's what you want, you got to buckle up and pull your pants up. You got them tight. Because we make it seem we talk shit, we roast on here, service dwellers and all that shit, but this is real life for us, bro. And every day, 25, they kind of just make it look good. You don't see a sweat.
Yep. So tell us about your plan,
5.0. My plan? Yeah.
Sure.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't put too much thought into that lately. I've been, like I said, I let my external factors and my problems.
Yo, man. This is the point I'm making, dog. This ain't for you. Listen, just because you can catch a football doesn't mean you can play on Sundays, right? And your problem is that you just don't want to be a man. You don't want this. And I'm not saying it because I'm saying it. I'm saying it because I can see you don't even have a plan. You don't even know what you want to even do for yourself to even improve yourself. Still don't get it, do you, Caller?
Nah, that's true. I just be going through life how it is.
Like a woman. Like a woman, just all talk and drama.
So
not
I know
even
some
that.
Women. I know some women that out here that have single children, buckle the fuck up and made it work.
Mm-hmm.
I know some women harder than you, man.
You don't even have a plan of action or a plan of attack. You don't even know what you're doing. You have no idea. So, again, it goes back. What do you think a woman smells when she sees you? You think she smells a man? Wait, you ain't about to say yes, were you? Wait. You was about to say yes? You was about to say yes? Wait, is that a code? Cause someone's robbing
just,
you right
just
now.
Just because of you, Steve, I ain't gonna say that. Just because of you, I know you're gonna roast me and shit.
I'm not Wait. How am I? I'm not roasting you. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not roasting you. How am I roasting you? Everything I'm saying is the truth. How am I roasting you?
And this is the thing. You guys don't get. Somebody come tell you're not even helping. This is you guys don't understand. He needs to be honest with himself. Listen, because guess what? You can walk around with the fake pump yourself up in the mirror of confidence. Everything will be okay. Life is rainbow and sunshine. And then when the truth punches you in your fucking face and you are too busy smiling and laughing, so your jaw wasn't strong or the truth punches you in the stomach and you wasn't working on your core, you gonna realize why are you spitting up, why you out of air, why that shit broke your jaw. So you can hear the truth one way or another. And just like Steve said, just because you can catch a football does not mean you can play Sundays. So if you say you want to play on Sundays, do you know what the fuck you're asking for? And are you ready to take the smoke behind that decision?
Right. Well, the person who said that we're not helping him, you are the guy that we just talked to, and that's why you said what you said, because because he had the balls to call in and you didn't. You wanted us to answer him through you, and because we didn't do that, you got in your feelings and you said we're not helping him, but we were helping him. You just didn't see it because while you're eating grass, you can't see, man, things happening. And I'm not even being mean to you. Well, I can't understand why you surface dwellers always want to put your feminine sense in there, not even two cents, but feminine sense in here, saying we're not helping him. Everything Ty was saying was helping him on so many levels, you couldn't even comprehend he was helping. So the fact that you're saying we're not helping him, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right, that says more about him than it does us. I'm going to be honest.
Exactly. That's the whole point. We ain't helping him. Man, come on, dude. We are helping him. It's just, listen, we're not helping him the way you want us to help him or you want us to help you. You want us to bring some warm milk. You want us to tuck him in. You want us to read him a bedtime story and make sure we got the night light on before we close the door. Then you wonder why women look at y'all the way they do. I'm saying this is sad. I mean, young man, and the guy that said it, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but you don't know what game is. And listen to us. Life, time, and the game do not care about any of us. And it is not going to wait for you to tie your shoes and catch up to it. It is going to move with or without you. So either you're going to understand that what we're saying, this is nice. We're being nice. And you still don't see that we're helping them? It's unbelievable. Y'all not helping him.
Cry baby ass nigga.
Well, I want to ask him, how should we help him? Tell us what we should have done to help him. Since you know
Jay Cam, call into the show.
Yeah, Jay, call into the show and let us know how we should have helped him, or type it. I'd like to know, since you say we're not helping him, tell us what we should do. Tell him what? Hug him and tell him everything's going to be fine. And all he's got to do is just dream about it and wish for it, and it's going to happen. And tell him, you wish upon a star.
Steve, what these guys don't understand is that they think this shit is just advice for us and just views and please subscribe and please. Dog, this what that dude said, what I told him is my fucking life.
Yeah.
You could take that same story and change the narrative based on who you are in your story. Are you the victim? Are you the, my environment was this and it was hard and I grew up around women, so I'm feminine because, okay, guess what? You could take you in that situation or me in that situation, and I would have came out with a whole different narrative.
Yes.
It'd have been, man, that shit was fucked up. But guess what? I changed it. I decided I wasn't going to be like that. And you know what I did? I did this, I did this, I did that. I stood on that, and I showed this. And look at what happened through my actions, which led to my results.
Absolutely.
See, I'm not going to sit around victim blame cry on my... You like it. Y'all know what y'all sound like when y'all do that? Y'all like turtles on your backs waiting for someone to flip you over. That's how y'all sound to me. Like turtles on your back, just waiting for somebody to flip you over.
And then, which goes into the title of the show, what do you think women think about you guys? Y'all don't even, you don't even understand how disgusted. I mean, Ty, you know, and again, I hate.
See, we can just say it's weak as fuck.
It's weak as fuck, right. And this is why they fuck with us, because of guys like you. They want men. They do not want guys like you or like a lot of you guys out here. And you guys want all these things from these women, but you do not bring anything, and I didn't say to her table. You don't even bring anything to your table. What a shame. And this is why they smell what they smell, Ty.
Smell it from a mile away.
A mile away.
Meanwhile, to even go against, let's say, to even add on to the title of the show, a woman can smell the opposite from a mile away.
Oh,
she can smell a man from a mile away. And this is why the shit that I say, I love that. I can remember everything I say. I can recall. Now, I'm not going to say 100% everything. Sometimes somebody might miss it. I'm like, did I say that? And if I did, I'd probably spit on it because I said what I meant. But the idea is, I remember saying something before, the guy's like, I remember a woman telling me she was attracted to me and I never even spoke to her. She told me, listen, I was in class with this guy, I had class with her, whatever.
Yeah.
And after the fact, whatever, wasn't paying her no mind, whatever, probably messing with some other chick, doing whatever. Ended up getting her anyway, whatever. Down the line, that's not the point. Down the line, she ended up telling me, though, she was like, I used to love how you interacted with the teacher. Everybody in the classroom was scared of the teacher, scared to challenge him, scared to, speak up, or scared to be themselves. But you never showed any fear when interacting with the teacher. You didn't suck up to him. You were just upfront and real. I'm not even spitting game at her. I'm not even interacting with her directly. But because she sees I'm a man that has a fucking backbone, a spine, I'm a man of courage. I'm not a man of fear. I'm a man. That attracted her indirectly. Meanwhile, you interact with somebody, she can observe you from a mile away, see you're not a man.
Yeah, they're always watching.
It's vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guys, these women are always watching, and y'all don't even understand it, man. They just want somebody to say, finally, no, and put them in their place. They just want somebody. You guys actually think that they want you. I mean, they don't want you. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but what is it about you? And you've got to be honest with yourself. What do you bring to the table, to yourself, to show a woman why she should submit her mind and her body to you? And a lot of men can't even answer that question, Ty.
The caller we told to call claims he can't call. Are the lines not open? They're open, right?
The lines are open. Matter of fact, if you can't call, we'll call you. Why don't you look? Let me show you. This is how men do things. Send me your number. I will call you. I bet you won't send your number. Go ahead. Send your number to themanmindset@gmail.com.
Manmindset@gmail.com.
Yep, I'm gonna post it right here. Send me your number. We'll call you. So there's no excuses. Because you know what men do? We solve things. So if you actually about it, just send a number. We'll call you. Are you going to do it or not? Because all I'm hearing is excuses from you, young man.
Yeah, this is the next call in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. This is the call. The calls, the lines are free right now. No calls right now. The guy hung up. We ran him off and everything. So.
Okay, that might actually be it. Then it might actually be like, all right. Chat, somebody else try to call in. Let's see if the lines really, if it's really the lines or.
Yeah, the lines are open. Lines are working fine.
Okay, I'm going to say
Wait, why don't we just do, because we know the guys won't do it. Hey, any lady in here, just call real quick. Lady, just call. Any lady calling here, just say hello. Just any lady, just call in, because the guys are too scared to do it. So, ladies, step up. We know y'all going to do it. So, any lady out there, just call.
Scary-ass niggas.
Yeah, ladies, just call. All right,
somebody just call in so we can check the line and see if it works.
A lady, any lady, because we know the guys ain't going to do it. So, ladies, any lady, just call in, just say hi and hang up. That's all. We know the lines are working because the guys are scared. So, ladies, come on, step up. Step up where we know the guys won't do it.
We got the email to the guy, though, so he should have sent that information by now.
Oh, let me check the email. Let me see if he did it. Let me see.
I'm saying he got the email, so I don't know what's taking him so long.
All right, well, hold on. Let me bring it. 239, can you hear us?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, lines are working.
So the lines do work. The lines do work.
Yeah, the lines do work. Yeah, yep. The lines work. They've been working.
So this person is saying he couldn't call in is hilarious.
Yeah, so he's just making excuses because he know he'll get his ass ate the fuck up if he called into the show. Let me see if he's calling in.
Yeah, I ain't eating no ass per se, right, but you know what I'm saying? He gonna get beat the fuck up.
Yeah, wait, hold
on.
He's gonna stomp on your ass. Yeah, now the
in
line.
GTA.
Okay, hold on. Let me see here. All right, we're gonna call him right now. Hold on a second. All right, well, thank you, caller. Hold on a second, everybody. Let's see if we call him. We're gonna call him. Let me see here.
No, I can't call. It's not where somebody said it. I don't know how that dude just was able to call in, but some people saying it can.
The line just blew up. It's like eight people, but I'll call him real quick.
Okay, so it blew up. So people, all right, never mind.
Yeah.
So it can work.
Yeah, so I'm going to call him. I think this is his number.
All right,
I'm calling right now. All right, hold on. I'm doing it right now. I know, like slow motion. Here we go.
Like, what's it called? One of them.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I see. You're not helping him. I'll let him hear this guy's voice.
Jay.
Jay Cam,
you there? Yeah. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, just speak up a little bit louder. So why'd you say we weren't helping that man? How are we not helping him?
What are you telling him?
Okay, well, why don't you tell us how should we have helped him?
No.
Carla, you're already coming in angry and aggressive. You don't even know it's a mechanic thing. How can you be?
Yeah. Hey, wait. You say it's our show, but you try to tell us what the fuck we doing on our show. So why don't you tell us what we should?
Right. Explain it. Explain yourself. Back your points up.
Yeah, coming, dear. You have game. I can tell you getting a lot of women, man. You're a ladies' man. So why don't you tell us what we need to do? I'm sorry. No. We're giving you the show right now. Tell us what we should have done.
You're trying to advise him. It's not making any sense.
Wait, speak up. You speak up. We can't hear you.
I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Not making any sense.
What isn't making sense? Tell us one thing we said that didn't make sense.
Says first guy that come on.
Wait, speak, like, dude. Can you speak the fuck up? Speak up, man. Speak up, dude. Come on.
No, you sound low as fuck, bro. You sound low. It's low. It's very low volume.
Wait, Ty, just mute yourself because there might be some noise in the back. Ty, just mute yourself. All right, go ahead. Talk now. Go.
All right, so the first guy comes in, he's saying that, like, his parents, how he grew up or whatever, like, grew up around his mom. And
what was said that didn't make sense? You're not getting to the point.
Are a product of their environment, regardless if it's on a big scale or a small scale. Truth or no? How do you?
Well, you're still not answering the question. What was said that didn't make sense?
That's for you to answer right now. We require so you can answer the question. What did we say that didn't make sense?
I didn't hear. I'm only hearing one side right now. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. I only heard one side because both of you guys aren't on the phone right now.
Listen, what did we say that didn't make sense, Dweller? Oh, my God. He's going
what?
Then you're laughing, bro. You a goofy ass nigga, bro. How you gonna come and call and complain and you can't even explain what you're talking about? You went in directly into asking a question.
Is he saying that he's a product of his environment? He's asking you for advice.
You're still not answering the question of what was said that didn't make sense.
What was said that didn't make sense, sir?
What?
Turn it down, Ty, again. Wait, what did you? We couldn't hear you. What did he? Would you say it again? What did you understand? Say it again.
Hey, man, I'm just gonna comment in the comments and call it a day.
No, don't call it a day. Stand up,
bro. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas, bro?
Why don't you stand up like a fucking man and explain yourself, dude? Don't run like a little bitch. Say what the fuck you gotta say, bitch ass. See, this is why. This is what.
No, see, I almost got mad. I ain't even gonna lie. I almost got mad.
No, right. It's good. We got another call. I'm just saying, this is why women laugh.
He said, I'm gonna just go in the chat and call it a day. So you just wasted our fucking time.
Yeah, but you can hear in his voice he was soft. He ain't
my God.
Man, just mommy. But we got to
keep in mind, Chad, we asked direct questions. He's trying to, like, with a sentence hat. Like, I can just hear. I know he got his nose done.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, man.
I know his skirt is short.
Sure, of course. All right, area code 702, then 209. 702, what's your question? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, sir. What's up?
All right, what's up? All right. So I feel like my mind, I make everything very complicated. Like with this all self-improvement and all this, I'm like taking it too strict or taking it too technical when it should, I don't know, be more natural. So as an introvert, being by myself is much more comfortable. And I'm trying to become more extroverted to appease to people, which already is wrong by itself.
Yeah, but so what's your question, brother?
Being an introvert or extrovert, does it really matter?
The question starts with when, where, and why.
Right. Shout out to Miles Cunningham. But call her.
Miles in the chat,
Miles,
man.
Hey, call her.
Yes.
Does the letter A care if you're an introvert or extrovert?
That's what I'm trying to ask. So, like, I'm trying to build, like, extroverted habits so I can change. But I'm more introverted,
should I
stick to my element type of deal?
Call her. What do you need to be an extrovert for?
To be more social. To be a bit more outgoing, I feel like. So,
in other words, what?
I guess my question is, like, how do I change?
No, wait.
What's up?
I need to be more extroverted and to be more outgoing. In order to what?
In order to be more social, in order to be able to communicate with people more fluently. Because the way I am now, I get, like, too nervous. I get too
extroverts have communication skills?
I would think so.
You think.
See, I'm not thinking. I know what I'm talking about. This is why you guys use the wrong terminology and associate what you have. That's a problem. I know a lot of introverted, antisocial people that have no problem talking and communicating clearly, effectively, and can hold an entire conversation. You see, when you get into being extroverted or introverted, that's someone's preference. That's someone's choice of how much social interaction do they enjoy, how much they prefer to have. Do they tend to like to be alone to themselves? I'm introverted. I'm antisocial.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm myself most of the time. I don't like to be around people like that. And if I do, it's my small group of people that I typically fuck with. And I might pop out every now and then. I'm very antisocial and introverted.
Yeah, so why are you making excuses, Carl?
Because the way I was thinking of it is being introverted, extroverted, kind of shows the way I communicate, but it really lies more into as a person, how I'm not.
Wait, caller, why can't you just be? Why has it got to be introverted, extroverted? Why can't you just be and just worry about yourself?
You see, I started realizing that I should really start focusing on myself more because the problem really lies in myself, in my lack of self-esteem, confidence, and all this and that. I'm aware of that.
There you go.
And
there
that's
you go.
The main reason
there
why I try to change.
The assumption was all extroverts have self-esteem, confidence, charisma, and charm.
Yeah, so when I see extroverts, and I mean, now that you said you're an introvert, and the fact that you still have those qualities doesn't mean anything. It really just relies on myself. So I was seeing extroverts as someone that's being able to be confident.
I'm an introvert too. You want to know when? You want to know why I'm an introvert?
Because you don't fuck with people?
No, I'm an introvert because I hate when women say that you're cute. You have dimples. You got cute eyes. You got a nice smile. Oh, you're sexy. I hate that shit. So I bottle myself up. I close myself off when I hear that. And I hate hearing that.
Carl, I'm going to give you something I just looked up. Introvert definition psychology and extrovert definition psychology. from Britannica.com. According to these theories, an introvert person, an introvert is a person whose interest is generally directed inward towards his own feelings and thoughts, in contrast to an extrovert whose attention is directed toward other people in the outside world.
Yeah. So,
an introversion is a personality style characterized by a preference for the inner life of the mind over the outer world of other people.
Yeah. So, like, I knew that.
Sources of stimulation.
I knew that as a, as an introvert, I was trying to be
an introvert. Where are you getting confidence, charm, charisma, and seduction from?
I mean, that's just things that you kind of make as you grow up, I guess. So if I don't have any of that, I feel like just use whatever else that I do have. It's kind of difficult to say just because I'm like, I can't really come up with my own questions or my own answers because I'm always trying to make questions.
All right, well, 702, think about your questions. We've got other calls waiting. So think about your questions and just call back. Okay, buddy? But we appreciate the call, okay, buddy? But call back, okay?
All right,
take care, brother. All right, area code 209 up next to 937. 209, can we help you, sir? What's up?
How y'all doing, gentlemen? My first statement, and then I have a question. My first statement is regarding to not the caller before me, but the caller before him. This is to him and anyone else who has this mindset on this. When you say that you're a product of your environment, you could be a product of your environment, but you're a man right now. So you have to eliminate all of that. So I don't know why they're saying Steve was wrong. You have to eliminate all that and work on yourself right now. Realize what type of
man you want to be. You see how easy it is to not take accountability? And that's what it really all boils down to. These men don't want to be held accountable for the results or circumstances of their life.
Right. And it's really frustrating, like, hearing that stuff come from, I mean, I know, I guess it's needed because you need to make an example out of them, but for the males in the chat or in the panel that actually strive to be better men, it's kind of like, okay, we're seeing why you're the majority. And I guess I'm the majority right now, because that's why I'm on here seeking guidance and seeking a way to, not answers, because that's within myself, but seek guidance and then work on the answers myself. But that's just me personally.
And let me tell you how this trickles down. This trickles down as well with this whole product and environment thing. Guess what? I got so used to that shit that I blame myself for shit that probably isn't even directly my fault. If I am in the situation or circumstance, I will find a way to blame I will find a way to take accountability. Some way, shape, or form.
Someone like Survivor Guilt.
People become so cognitively dissociated with accountability that they always find a way out. They always look for a way out. See, I look for a way in. Where did I go wrong? What did I do? How could I improve? What is this? I'm my own critic, judge, lawyer. I'm everything for me, bro. I'm telling you, I got to be, because guess what? If not, I'm going to get caught slipping. I'm going to get caught lacking, because I don't leave any stone unturned as a man. I'm telling you, even in situations where it's not even really my fault of some circumstance or result of that, I blame myself. I take the responsibility.
Correct.
All right, call you and Leon, what's your question, though?
Yeah, leading to my question. Is it too much when you have working on everything that you need to work on? So as I speak, in as far as women, as far as work, as far as business, as far as financial
stability. I don't understand about you dwellers, man. You ain't working on anything. Why do you say you're working on something when you're actually not working on anything? You're working on outside things of what you do. You ain't working on who you are. So why do you think you're working on something?
Well, I was going to finish the way where you're working on your philosophies and working on identifying yourself. Okay, what is it that I want?
Okay, tell me your philosophy then. What's your philosophy?
I'm a person that I like what I like. If I don't like it, then don't try to force it upon me.
I didn't ask what you like. I asked what your philosophy was. What's your philosophy?
I feel like every man should hold himself accountable, carry himself accountable. Every man should stand on what he believes in. And I'm not saying that.
Why are you worried about every other man? See, do you see why you're lying to yourself? You're just making stuff up as you go along, dog. You ain't really doing anything, big man. You can't even answer a
Correct.
Simple question. And I'm not Correct. Being mean to you. I'm being real with you. You're just
something I need to hear.
Right. No, and it's all love. It's just that you're that guy in jail that just comes out and just uses big words thinking that he knows stuff. You know, you're just saying stuff, big guy. Because when you're questioned on it, you cannot defend it. You can't even stand on
Correct.
It. And so you just got to stop saying. See, you guys have got to stop saying that you're no game or you're trying to work on yourself or you're trying to build something because you're not doing it. That's why you're not doing it, because you're lying to yourself by thinking you actually are doing it, big guy. Does that make any sense?
Makes perfect sense. Which is why I can't speak for anyone else, which is why I speak guidance and, like I said earlier, seeking guidance and then looking for the answers within myself and to be able to identify and say, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah, but you're doing – okay. Listen to what you're saying. You're seeking guidance for yourself, right? Right?
Correct.
You're seeking guidance for yourself. So if you're seeking it for yourself, how can you find guidance if you don't know what even guidance is for yourself? How can you find something that you know nothing about?
You wouldn't be able to.
So then you're actually then lying again. Because you're not seeking guidance. You're just doing what every service dealer is doing, is playing it safe. 718-514, we got y'all next. But I'm just saying, you're just playing it safe. And because you're lying to yourself, you're not actually even doing anything, big guy.
All right.
And it's not. And listen, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate all the stuff you're saying, but how can you even make a statement that you said when you don't even know who you are?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's all good. Ty, do you want to say anything to that, man?
No, I leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I respect the humility and the honesty with self.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, but 209, we appreciate you. We'll throw you back in, man. But we appreciate the call,
sure.
Okay, buddy? I respect
you. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, brother. Eric Cole, 718, you're up, and then 514. 718, what's up, brother?
What's up? Hey, Steve. Hey, Todd. So my question was, wait, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I get you.
All right. So, my question was, surface dealer ass question, but what is substance? So when I'm talking to girls, right? I'm the most down. I barely work up the courage to just go talk. But if I, in the event that I do, I end up just talking about nonsense. And after 2 weeks, I'm like, bro, what am I doing? So, what is substance, I guess?
Well, so it's clear you know what substance is not. It's clear we know what substance is not. Tell me what you think substance is. What is it that you could have when you talk to women and you were engaged in anything, any interaction you had?
What do I think it is?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, so you can't get this answer wrong.
All right, well, I guess talking about, our goals or who we are as people, or
why?
Hmm?
Why are you talking about goals and who we are as people? You're joking, right?
But she wants to be, in 5 years. Are aliens real?
Isn't that what women, aren't women supposed to be talking about goals? Why are you talking about goals?
I mean, I want to know her. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Her goal.
All right, hold on, Carla, because here's where we find the substance. She tells you her goals, then what? Are you going to crack the Da Vinci Code down?
No.
No, I'm fucking with you, but all right, she tells you her goals, then what?
All right, well, I don't know. Maybe we could, like, evolve together or grow better together or something like that.
Evolve together, man.
Are you a pussy?
How old are you, man?
I was 17.
You pee sitting down?
What?
Evolve together? Do y'all evolve together? Do y'all, like, are you serious?
He said you pee sitting down.
Are you serious what you're saying, man? What is evolve? How does evolve together? What does that? What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
We could get more money together. I don't fucking know, bro. Like, I don't know. Just do better together, or something like that.
Oh my God.
Bonnie and Clyde. All right, listen, bro, let me tell you. Substance is when you say something to her and you know it's only the tip of the iceberg. And that it already in itself is enough for her to say what's beneath the water. That's substance. I don't give a fuck if I give you a line of cocaine or the whole brick. You're going to be high. Substance, as a man, it's not even specifically what you talk about, because that's where y'all go wrong. Y'all try to copy what another man said at the wrong time, or just try to reuse and recopy what was said and think that makes you a man of a substance. See, rather than trying to figure out what substance is and trying to go get it, you should try to be the substance. Because then guess what? It doesn't matter what I talk about. I can change subjects. I can change topics. I can move at a different speed. I can adjust. I can reshape, reform. I'll throw a left hand, a jab, an uppercut. Because I am the substance. So it doesn't matter what I'm talking about. The conversation is going to have that. Then you need to ask yourself, why don't you have substance? Why are you still stuck at the surface? If we ask you two or three questions, and this is where usually we get with this, where a lot of guys, we ask them two or three questions, and then by the second or third question, then they're saying, or even the first one, they get stumbled. They can't answer directly. They don't even know why it is they're saying what they're about to say, or why they mean, or the words that they use. So before you get the substance, they don't even have any set of values, of standards, of anything that they do. You just do things. You kind of just do them at the surface. You get by. You do enough. You just do them.
So I got to think about things on a deeper level, like for myself?
You think?
Nah.
Yeah, you just got to listen. Instead of being in the Tampax aisle, you need to go to the boys aisle. You're in the wrong aisle, buddy.
All right, thank
you. All right, good call, man. Stay out of the feminine. All right, Erico 514, then 248. 514, what is your question, sir? How can we help you?
All right, so guys, my question.
Wait, sir, can you please speak up? We cannot hear you.
That shit went from too loud to too low.
Yeah. My question is, I want to know how I can talk to people without worrying,
Wait, you're talking to me and you're driving me up a wall right now. Dude, please talk regular, please. Oh, my God, you're talking like it's scratching a chalkboard. Can you talk regular, please? What's your question?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you got to speak
My question is,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah. My question is, how can I I want to talk to people without worrying about fumbling.
Talk to people about what?
Without having to worry about like fumbling my words or
count
know,
to five.
Like being nervous.
Count five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, there you go. You just
did you? What did you stumble? Did you fumble? Did you say like actually? Well.
See that? That's how easy it is. See that?
All right, Carl, let's dissect this. Do you know why you didn't stumble just now?
Because I know how to count to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Think bigger. Think bigger. You're getting caught in the details. So it's flying over your head. Think bigger. Do you know why you didn't stumble just now?
Because I know to count how to 5.
Think bigger. Come on, take it back another layer. See, you're like, you're zoomed in too close. Zoom out of the scope. You got to see the whole picture. Come on. Do you know why you didn't stumble just now, counting to 5?
I don't know. I mean, I just know how to count to 5. I don't, like.
Because you knew where you were going. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Counting to 5. Turning the light on and off, driving, making a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know where you're going. You can take your time. You can say it clearly, effectively, decisively, and whatever other words you want to throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes off as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Not one, one, two, three, four, five. And that knowing where you're going is what gets you there. Easier than it is if you just out here thinking out loud, which is like you walking around looking at the sky with your head cut off.
So like I have to know where I'm going with the one, like when I'm asking something to someone or when I'm talking to someone, I have to know where I'm going with the conversation.
Because why else do it?
I don't know. You're right.
Because you could be doing something else, right?
Yeah.
So it's a choice. You see, you want to be a man who, when he makes choices, those choices get you a return on your investment. And I'm not saying that everything is a stock market to you. Depends on what kind of man you're talking about or talking to. Because you have some men who a whole day is scheduled hour by hour. You got some men like me that don't really get much sleep at night. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying you have to be the extreme.
Okay.
You can go around just wondrously spending your time, wondrously spending your money, wondrously spending your attention. That's fine by me. It doesn't affect my life.
Well, what is it trying to
say? Yeah.
McCullough, what are you trying to say to people?
I mean, okay. So let's put up a scenario, okay? Let's say, like, there's a girl and there's a woman I want to go talk to because I find her attractive, because I want to get her number, like,
okay.
You know, get to know her better.
Okay, you hate yourself, but go ahead. 248, we still got you, brother. Stay there. So, wait, so what do you want to say to her?
I mean, I want to get her number, and then
no, you don't want to get her number, Dweller. I'm asking you, what are you gonna say to her?
Okay, I'm gonna tell.
No, this okay. Let's start from in your house before we talk about the woman. What are you telling yourself that you're gonna say to yourself if you see a woman? What are you telling yourself to say?
I'm gonna go talk to her. And try to get
I didn't say what you're going to tell yourself. I'm saying, what are you going to say to her?
Well, okay, yeah. I'm going to tell her.
Tell her? What are you going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her. No, I'm not going to tell her. I'm going to tell her. If I'm going to tell her. Like, I found her. I find her.
Hold on. All right, let's go back.
Okay. Sure.
Take those last five seconds of you trying to even get into the beginning of your sentence, and take 5 seconds of you talking to that woman, and tell me, what did that 5 seconds tell her already? Not even going into each word that you said, but what did those 5 seconds and how you used them tell her? What did that communicate to her indirectly?
I'm indecisive.
And? Good one. I like that one. Good. And what else?
I'm a loser.
Loser.
Well, you said that pretty smoothly.
Carl, it's all going to come from here, bro. I'm telling you, the moment you even open your mouth, I mean, it's bad that you're fumbling that hard on top of it, but this is why people will look at you and listen to you and make the observations or, you know,
You're not a caller.
Get judgments based on you.
Caller, you don't even know what to say to yourself in the comfort of your own home. So how are you going to say anything to a woman?
You're right. I don't know.
Then don't you think...
That was probably the strongest thing you said all night. You're right. I don't know. It wasn't one between that. One. See, there you go. See? You knew what you were about to say. You knew why you were about to say. You knew where you were going. You said it clearly. Even in being wrong or even in making a mistake.
So call her.
See, you don't understand. This, even a man can die honorably. Even a man can lose honorably. Even a man can fuck up honorably. You know what? My bad. That was me, y'all. You know what? I got it. That was... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, caller. We got some other calls to grab, okay? So if you have another question, let us know, okay, big guy?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, sir. Good call. Area code 919-2848. 919, what's your question, sir?
How can I become a better meditator?
Why?
To help my awareness levels.
How old are you?
15.
Hold on, I got this.
You got it, Tom.
Last question, I'm about to grab some. So what happens when you need to be aware but you can't meditate?
Well, I feel like, me personally, I'm not a very aware person, so I'm trying to understand if meditating will help.
So what happens to you, let's say you get practice and dependent on meditating for your awareness during interactions or conversations and you know, whatever the case may be. What happens when you can't meditate, but you need to be aware and focused?
Well, then I'm not aware.
Shit, I keep trying to grab some. But why not? Because you already preconditioned yourself to where you placed your level of focus on what you're practicing and what you're doing in an environment with no distractions.
Correct. That's true.
Rather than seeing that you can always focus, you can always practice focus, you can always practice awareness at all times. Not just when you're meditating, not just when you're running and jogging or when you're doing handstands in the sand. At all times.
Okay.
So what is it?
Does meditation help with that?
Well, wait a second. Well, what is it supposed to do for you?
Meditation, what is meditation supposed to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to help me be more aware. It's supposed to help me calm down. It's supposed to help me focus.
Be more aware of what? Calm down to what? And be more focused to what?
Well, it's supposed to help me focus on myself and what I'm going to do throughout the day. It's supposed to help me calm down when I feel like I'm in a...
Let me just ask you a dumbass question. Do you have to meditate to turn on a light or brush your teeth?
No.
So then, is there not a light bulb going off in your head? Do you have to meditate to put on your drawers?
No.
Do you have to meditate to put your shoes on?
Nope.
You have to meditate to get out of the bed?
Nope.
Turn on the TV?
No.
Get a bowl of cereal?
Nope.
So, well then, what do you need to meditate for if you can do all these things on your own without meditation? Sounds like you're one with yourself when you do those things. So what do you need to meditate for?
I feel like I need to meditate to calm myself down.
Okay, so do you need to calm yourself down? Oh, I know you believe that. So do you need to calm yourself down when you grab your toothbrush?
No.
Or do you, okay, do you, when you grab the toothpaste, do you just grab it or do you have to calm yourself down first?
I just grab it.
So then if that's the case, then what do you need the meditation for? If you're doing things that are already calming you down, then don't you think you can just stay on the same street when you're doing the things that you feel that you are don't have control over?
Yes.
All right. I mean, all right. Well, we got like seven callers in the queue, but does that make any sense?
It does. Listen, so I do have a question, though.
This is the thing. This is the thing. A lot of y'all confuse trying to meditate with also being mindful and mindfulness.
That's true.
And is meditation going to help you when you get in front of a girl?
No.
Okay. Right. So what are you meditating for again?
I mean, now that you've broken it down, I do have another question. I do understand what you're saying, but I do have another question. So what would meditation be useful for in my life right now?
Why don't you tell us? I don't know. I didn't see any use for it. Sounds like you can do everything without meditating. Maybe that's the thing your mind is telling you to get you from not meditating, for not doing things on your own. But if you want to close
exactly, your mind, a way out. There we go.
Yeah. So think about it. If you can do all these things. What's that?
Because you see, what we mentioned earlier is that, see, people build up habits. See, what we don't even realize is most of our day-to-day things, we're in type 1 thinking, not type 2 thinking. We're just going off of habits. We're going off of just mindless activities. So on top of that, you can have a habit of looking for a way out, looking for an excuse, looking for a way to justify something. Just like I can have a habit to be mindful. I can have a habit to be careful. I can make it a habit to be aggressive, consciously intentional, assertive.
True.
So you trust, exactly. So going into the next thing with the context of when I mentioned that earlier with that other guy is that he didn't even realize, just like you're doing now, there will always be that next thing that your mind looks for. Because that's what happens. You start you asked how do you start meditating better or something like that, right? So you start meditating better. Your problem is still there. Then what is your mind going to tell itself? Let me try to find that external thing. Let me try to find something I can just practice let me find an activity or a distraction rather than solving the root issue of the problem I'm trying to solve. Because it's easier to try to find a better way to meditate than to solve your problem. It's easier to say you're part of an environment than it is to solve your problem. It's easier to say, well, you know, these women nowadays, man, they just, than it is to solve your problem.
I agree.
So, okay, so you good? We got other callers, so you good, caller?
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Good call, sir. All right, let's bring in area code 248-803-843-347-602-916. We got you. 248, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Yo, what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve? My question is, like, can someone take too much accountability in, like, something kind of, like, very small? That makes sense.
Can you just tell us what's going on? Because we can't read your mind.
Okay, like, say
Okay, I'm sorry. That
I'll call back.
Well, don't run, caller. What are you talking about? Just tell us what you're talking about, big guy.
Like what Ty was saying, like when you're in the situation and you take accountability for things, can you take too much accountability for something that's
like
not
what?
That major?
Like what? Give us an example, please. All right. Well, just all right. Well, just think about it and call us back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, you good call. You just let us know, young man. Okay. Okay. Erico 803. You got a question? What's up, sir?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Going once. Going twice. Okay. Next caller. Erico 843. What's your question, sir?
Hello.
What's your question, sir?
What's good? I just have a question, right? How can you improve your mental fortitude? What are some easy ways to do that day by day while you're on
Wait.
The run?
Yeah, you're mumbling.
Dude, you're mumbling. We can't hear you.
Fucking word. Hold on.
What'd you just ask me that?
Hello?
Yeah, how can you...
What'd you just ask me that?
Yeah, how can you do what?
No, how can you improve your mental fortitude?
Your mental portal? Is there
no,
a vortex?
Mental fortitude.
Your mental portal?
mental focus.
Your mental... Wait. Okay, slow it down. We can't understand. You say your mental portal?
Yes, sir.
What is a port to?
No, my mental. Let's just say to keep my mental health intact while the day grind. Let's just say that.
Wait, keep your mental and health intact?
Yeah, mental fortitude, yeah.
Dude, okay, look. We can't understand what the fuck you're saying. Slow down. How can we do what?
I'll just call back, man. Appreciate your time.
Jesus Christ. Learn some fucking English, please. All right, area code 347. What's your question?
All right, so I'm back. I mean, my question would be, after thinking about it, how do I learn to organize my thoughts?
Wait, what?
How
do you learn what?
To organize my thoughts. Like, how do I learn to communicate my
thoughts? Asking that? Okay, wait.
Here's the more important question. Why would you organize them in the first place?
Yeah, what's the purpose of organizing?
Because when I don't, I speak or think out loud, and it's hard to understand or communicate.
How about this?
Right.
You are not... How do I say this? It's almost like you're looking at yourself as the guy in the middle of the traffic with the signs telling people to go left and telling the left lane to come forward and then telling the right lane to drive. And then you're not that guy. You are the captain of your ship. All your thoughts, all your emotions, all that is the buttons. That's the levers. That's the control module to you being behind you. You tell yourself what to do based on your thoughts. Be consciously intentional. If you're thinking something, check yourself. Why am I thinking this and where is this going?
Caller, I got a question. And 916 and 240, we got you up next. Now, caller, how do you make cereal?
You find the bowl. You hold the bowl. You place the bowl on a countertop. You open your fridge, get a carton of milk. You open the carton of milk, pour in the cereal, pour the carton back in the fridge. You take the cereal, open the box, take out the plastic, imported cereal into the bowl of the milk.
Okay.
I'm doing
okay, okay. Okay, okay. Well, here's my question. Aren't you organizing your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, but that's simple. Like,
wait,
I feel like...
Wait. No, wait, hold on. We'll break time. Wait.
How simple? Exactly. You got to realize. You're gonna downplay it and make it simple and then make something else extremely complicated so that it's not simple for you to think about. To add on top of that, it's simple because of who you are. You're a man who's made cereal before. It's easy for you to do. It's not simple if somebody's never made a bowl of cereal before and they don't know what they're doing. Wait, they're going to say, wait, slow down. We'll do that next. And then on top of that, see, that then you got to understand perspective of who you think you are and the situation in which you know you can do.
So you already know what to do. You just choose not to do it, buddy. You know how to make
it. Because you already see your mind has the ability to organize your thoughts, direct them, and make them do something.
Yep, from making cereal to brushing your teeth. So you already know how to do it.
I have another question.
See how easy it is? What's your other question?
Yeah. The other question would be, a concept that I've been hearing multiple times from Ty, from other not even motivational speakers, but just like people who have a very deep understanding of self, they seem to always talk about becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? And I kind of want to gain... I've done that because I don't. I was just
being comfortable with the uncomfortable. What does that mean to you?
For me, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, okay, you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation constantly, and then eventually you become comfortable. But I know it's not that simple, or at least I wouldn't assume it's that simple.
You said it again.
Putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
From the beginning, I didn't hear it. Like your mic is like, if you talk too fast, like the volume just fucks up like the audio. All
right, my fault. All right, so
what does it mean? Yeah, so what does it mean to you?
Putting yourself in uncomfortable situations consistently to the point where it becomes comfortable.
Okay,
but
I don't
think that's like the.
Then get your lazy ass. You'll talk to a woman. You'll see exactly what you're talking about. Okay. There's your answer. Okay. Go talk to a woman, and you will see the answer to the question you're asking.
But I have talked to a woman, and I don't think that's.
I don't care. You still don't have no confidence, cupcake.
And Carla, this is the thing. I'm gonna tell you what it means to me. The first time I heard somebody say that to me was, I remember I was literally like an Uber driver. I was literally taking an Uber driver. But my thing is, you can't stop me from talking. So I don't care if I'm in an Uber, if I'm at the supermarket, I'm just always going to talk to somebody if I'm, you know, interested.
Right.
Like just a conversation to get it deep like that. So we started having like a deep-ass conversation. And then when you said that to me, right, you have to understand this. If you become comfortable with the uncomfortable, now in the situation, you can focus on what it is you're doing. You're not worried about being comfortable. You're not worried about being uncomfortable. You're not worrying. You're focused. Be comfortable with the uncomfortable. It becomes comfortable because that's your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is uncomfortable. To somebody else, that scares them to death. They can't think about being uncomfortable. But I live there. What Bane said to Batman, you adapted to the dark. I was born there.
All right, well, Carla, we got this call. So just think about that.
Buckle up, man.
Yeah, buckle up, and thanks for the call, man. We'll keep going. Air code 240-316 up, then 614-907. 240, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Adopted to the dark. I was born there.
Yeah. 240, yes, what's your question, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's your question?
My question is, how do I stop beating my dick?
What the fuck?
Air code 316. What's your question, man? kidding this guy. Jesus, God. Error code 614. What's your question, sir?
What's going on, y'all?
Steve, these are our future men, man.
I know. I was about to... Dude, how do you read my fucking mind like that, dude? That was... shit. I was just about to... You just took my thunder. What's up, 614?
What's good, y'all? What's poppin'? How y'all doing?
Shit. What's your question, man?
My question is, how do I get my feelings to align with my thoughts and my actions?
How do you get your feelings?
Yeah. So I called in a couple months ago about self-doubt. You just told me to, you did the light switch analogy. You basically what I got from that was not to listen to my feelings and just take action. And I've been doing that. As of recently, I got a sales job. Despite me having that fear, I still went to the interview and I still took action. But what I've noticed now is behind my actions, I still feel that fear, you know what I'm saying? So I can take action, but there's still fear within the action. And I don't know
well,
if that's something that
I watch this. No, watch this. Can you hear me, Coach? Watch this.
Yeah,
so you play operator on yourself. You go into that sales interview or whatever the case may be, right? That's the action.
Right.
You
right.
take the feeling back. You go back a layer into the feelings, and you say that
right.
fear was there. What thought
right.
is going into that fear?
It's a lack of self-esteem, like a feeling that even despite I did successful in that interview.
That's not a thought. That's a feeling. What thought goes
right.
into
yeah,
that
right.
feeling,
right.
that fear? What is the thought?
A thought that I am not good enough. A thought that I'm not ready yet.
And?
It ends there.
And what else? What other thoughts are going on in? I know that's not the only one that's playing over and over. I'm not ready. What other thoughts are going in behind that feeling of fear?
I need to do more. There's aspects of myself that I need to improve.
That's not thoughts behind the feeling of fear, man. That's thoughts behind the feeling of I need to work harder. You're not being direct and clear. What thought goes into that feeling of fear in that interaction, in that situation that you described? Remember what you were thinking in that moment?
I didn't know how I was able to. It felt like I was putting on a front in that moment. I'm talking about after the interview for this specific scenario.
I said you didn't know what you were thinking in that moment that you felt that fear.
I didn't. No, I wasn't. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a feeling.
Exactly. You were reacting. You were reacting to that emotion. You were reacting. What I tell you guys is, intention and reaction are like oil and water. You can't mix them together. See, you had an
right.
intention, a conscious intention in that interaction, you wouldn't have reacted
right.
the way you did with fear. Your intention might have been to go in there to say, you know what, I'm going to blow this motherfucking interview away, even if I am not ready, even if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to say what I need to say and do what I need to do. My intention is that I show them why I'm the man for the job. I show them and present to them I'm that guy. I'm focused on my intention, not the reaction. I'm not ready. What's going to happen? What's this? Is that? I'm not focused on that.
Paul, you want
the reacting.
Paul, you want to know why all that great shit Ty said to you is not going to work?
Why is that?
Because listen to what you said in the beginning. You said you called in how long ago?
It was about 2 months.
Right, exactly. This is why this ain't for you, dog. Because you don't go away for another 2 months and come back with the same silly shit.
No, I get your point. And I have appointments scheduled with coaching with Todd.
All right, good.
I know that I need to take this seriously. Yeah.
You know, you need to take it seriously because you're not taking it seriously. Get on and get that coaching. Because if you keep going away, how are you going to grow as a man?
I know now that I'm not going to if I keep going away. I know that for sure. But that's
right,
what I'm here right now.
Okay. All right. So we'll throw you back in and get the next call, okay?
All right, Ben. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Error code 907. You're up. What's up, sir?
Can you hear me?
What's your question, sir?
How do I keep the quality and quantity in conversations with women?
What are you talking about?
When I speak with women, I feel like as of lately, I haven't been able to keep the conversations going, and so the relationships die, or they'll
of course
just like
they should, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they keep going? Again, she can smell you that you don't know what you're talking about. So what? Why should a woman want to deal with you when you choose not to work on yourself?
They have no reason to. Yeah, find someone else.
So what do you talk to a woman about? Tell us what is something you're talking to a woman about. I didn't know that was it. What is it? I didn't know there was a conversation called.
It depends on the female.
Okay, so you're basing who you
why are. Yeah, I'm about to say hold on. Okay, you made a statement.
Yeah.
Before Steve even rebuttal or rip that apart, why does it depend on the female?
A lot of the conversations depend on the female situation, like circumstance where we are, for texting.
Why though? You're not saying why.
It's like when you like are about to go and talk to a female when you first meet them.
Why it depends on a female. Tell you why it doesn't.
I don't know why.
How old is you? How old
I feel like
call
it's
you
easier to like.
Oh, you feel? Tell us what you feel. Well, I don't see why
again, trying to do what's easy, bro.
Yeah, what's up? You're 25. You are sad. You're sad, man. You're 25 years mm-hmm. old, and you have to talk to a woman based off of the woman?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's so special about women. I like to know, what is so special about women? Can they walk on water or something? What's so special about a woman that you got to adjust your conversation for them?
I mean, I'm learning that as of lately, listening to
no,
more of
no,
YouTube
but,
that
no,
I don't
no,
have
you
to
made a statement. No, you made a statement. I don't try to run
yeah.
from it. You made a statement. You said that you have to adjust your conversations to these women. I'm asking you what's so special about them that you've got to change your conversations. What's so special about them? I'd like to know. Maybe I'm missing.
There's nothing special about them.
Well, no, they got to be something special because you just said that you change your conversations for them. We listen to what you say, big dog. So can you please explain yourself? What is so special about a woman that you have to change up the way you talk to them?
Again, it's nothing special about the woman. It's just depending on the circumstance, you have to go
what
along with like
what
the conversation.
What makes them special that you got to change the circumstance then to talk to them? What makes them so special that you got to change the circumstance?
Again, there's nothing special about them.
Okay,
so
okay,
I mean,
call
what you're saying is I should have
like
the same generic.
Yeah, but Carl, listen, you made a statement.
You made a statement, dude. You're a grown-ass man. You made a statement. Stand on that
mm-hmm.
fucking statement you said. You said, well, Steve Ty, I got to change my conversations depending on the woman.
Yeah.
So tell us
exactly.
What is so special about them that you got to adjust what you say to the woman in red versus the one in blue versus the one in black, sir?
Again, well, I made a statement, but I didn't say they were special. But again, it does
depend
on the
situation. We're getting the surface level answer.
Oh, my God, dude. I just can't understand.
Should we drown him? Should we drown him here, Steve, or should we give him a surface level answer?
Go for it, dog. Give him service.
Let me tell you something, brother. Oh, the surface. All right.
No, drown him. Fuck
the surface.
Drown him.
All right. I bet. Let's drown him.
Drown him.
Carly, you go up to a woman who doesn't even know herself. She's trying to show you who she thinks she is. Through whatever way she's doing that. Could be the makeup. Could be how she walks. Could be how she talks. Could be what she's wearing. She might not even know herself. And you're going to change how you move or what you're saying based on her. When let's even go deeper. When you can be the light. What are those shits called, Steve? In the middle of the ocean, them big ass lights. Lighthouse. The lighthouse.
Yeah, the lighthouse.
Right.
Lighthouse.
You can be the lighthouse in all this darkness, and all her surface level understandings of herself in life. So rather than going there, piercing that weak ass armor and putting her on your page and the way you run things and how you do things, you're going to follow behind that. You're going to say that is why you should change what you're saying. And then you can't even say why, which lets me know if your why is weak, your execution is going to be weak.
Exactly.
Because I know exactly why I don't change based on the woman. And my execution is
strong than a motherfucker. So, caller, now that we helped you out, I'm going to try to give you some oxygen.
That was a light drown. That was throwing him in the water.
Yeah, that was a light one, but I'm going to drag him out and try to give him some CPR. So now, caller, why are you running behind women and have to change what you say around women?
Again, I'm going off of the situation.
Steve, we're dragging back in the water. All right, caller, hold on. I'm going to cut you off. We're dragging right back in the water. What sounds better? Changing what you're going to say and following behind her based on, and then you even went to a basic example of, well, you approach her and you don't even know. So going to a basic example, how about, let's get deeper into the game. How about, what sounds better to you? And just, you ain't even got to think from a woman's standpoint. You ain't think from your standpoint. Just understand it. What sounds better to you? Changing for her? Or where you can lead her. What sounds more powerful? How you saying to yourself, how should I change for her? Or where do I want to lead her?
Lead her is more powerful, of course.
Right.
So why can't you lead them?
As in lately, like I said, I've been watching your videos and learning that I need to be able to lead myself.
Right, look.
You didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question. Why can't you specifically, you lead them?
Stop saying you watch the videos and shit. You're still saying some weak-ass shit. So please stop saying you watch the videos because you already gave up your position. You already said what you are, regardless of what you watch or not watch, okay? So, again, you specifically said you felt like you have to change up what you say around a woman. Did you not say that, yes or no?
Okay.
Right. And when you said that, we're trying to ask you what is so special about them that you've got to change for them. Caller, how is it?
Caller, I'm gonna address you. I'm gonna drown you again and address that statement I just read in the comments at the same time. Damn, Todd, that makes us insecure. Well, let me tell you what. Never said it was going to be easy. Never was going to be sweet. But by the time you get to the end of the process, I guarantee you that same insecurity which you had placed in a surface level thing such as your appearance, what you're wearing, and who you think you are, I guarantee you by the end of it, that you knowing me, that insecurity won't be there. It'll be in a whole different level. You'll see yourself on a whole different scale. You'll value yourself for entirely different reasons, to the point where you can confidently be wearing what you're wearing, look how you look. You won't be doing it from a place of security, but a place of expression.
Right. All right, caller, we're gonna go ahead and let you go because you too chicken shit to answer questions, dude. How can you be 25 and you can't answer a fucking question, dog?
It's not that I can't answer it; I'm not understanding.
Wait, you don't understand?
Right,
wait, you don't understand?
I wasn't understanding, no.
Wait, how can you not understand your own fucking statement? You just said, again, you said you got to change what you say to women. You made the statement.
Exactly.
And you're telling us you can't understand what the fuck you're saying?
But you keep asking what makes the woman special. I keep saying it's nothing special about the woman. It's the situation.
Okay, tell me. What situation? What is the situation?
It depends on where we are, like the occasion.
Is the letter
wearing,
A,
like,
caller, dweller, is the letter A in the summertime?
The same thing.
Is it the same thing in the wintertime? Is it the same thing in the fall, in the summer?
Yep.
Is it the same thing in the daytime, in the nighttime?
Yep.
Is it the same thing if a bitch is wearing green outfit versus a black outfit?
Yep.
So what are we trying to tell you?
It doesn't matter on a situation. It's not dependent on anything.
So then why are you making it about the... See, you worship women so much that you can't even talk to them because they're goddesses to you. And that's why they walk all over you, man.
Okay, all I right. see what you're saying.
Yeah, wake the fuck up, man. Next caller. Let's get to the next call. Area code 718. What's up?
What's up, bro? How you doing today?
What's your question, buddy?
I just asked how you doing, but all right.
Oh,
I hope everything
goes. All right. Anyway, area code 919. What's your question, bro?
Trying to put that Mac on you, Steve.
I know. I just asked what his fucking question is. He won't answer his fucking question.
Sounds pretty gangly, man.
I know, for real. So what's your question, 919? All right, going once. 919, going twice. Yeah, you better have hung up, motherfucker. Air code 267. What's your question, sir?
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
All right. I want to ask, how do you approach a woman with headphones on?
Well, tell us how you approach a woman with headphones on.
Usually I walk up to her and be like, hey.
Then if that's the case, stop. If that's the case, why are you asking the question?
No, it's just to be respectful. Like, I don't want to approach them and they're busy or they're going through something like, it's going to make it weird.
But what do you say? I just asked you how you approach a woman. You was about to tell me. So why are you asking the question if you already know the answer?
No, because it makes them standoffish. I'm going to, like, how do I so that they're not?
Okay. Okay. Is every woman in the world got headphones on?
No.
So what are the percentages that you're going to run into a woman, every woman out there with a headset? So what is the problem? It sounds like you ran into one that had a headset. Is that what you really want to ask us? Because you're fucked up or something? You're acting like every woman. You acting like every woman has headsets. What are you talking about, bro?
I was only asking the question so I can know how to approach one.
Okay, sir. But... Okay. Let me ask you a question. Answer me. How can I get a Smurf? How can I catch a Smurf?
I don't know.
Right. You see how silly that fucking question is? Because there ain't no Smurfs. Meaning that you're asking a question that is 0.99999%. What chances do you have that every woman, when you walk out, is going to have their earphones on? Of all the fucking questions to ask, you're asking about a woman with earphones on?
All right, thank you for trying to answer it anyway, but, yeah, that's my fault.
Hey, listen, bro, listen. Here's the thing. You can still interrupt or, you know, respectfully say what you have to say after she takes them out.
Okay.
Well, what most guys are going to do is they're going to do it in a begging and suffering way.
Why are you asking a question? There's a reason why you're asking about the headphone, because this is weird. What is the purpose?
I think he's trying to say he did it wrong. So what did you say to her when she had her headphones in and you approached her?
No, I didn't do it wrong, at least in my eyes, I didn't. It was just like, it felt rude that she was in the middle of something, and I asked
What her, did you do?
Can I get her
walk us through. Walk us through what you did, young man.
All I did was introduce myself. I was like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
She
and
had her headphones on.
Already listening to music.
Wait. She had her headphones on, so you were like, your mouth was just moving. So what are you saying?
No, like I tapped her shoulder, and then she took her AirPods out. So it was, like, rude that I interrupted her, so that's why she was standoffish.
Why couldn't you excuse yourself and say, I didn't mean to interrupt you?
Carly, you know she speaks English, right? She's human, right?
Yeah, right. Didn't your mother teach you when adults are
talking?
Yeah,
I know. That's what I...
So then what is the question?
Like,
I
apologize.
What the question is for? Don't... What, okay,
we apologize. No, excuse me. You already just went on your knees. I'm sorry that I wanted to talk to you. Is that really what you want to project and say to her when you're talking to her?
I didn't say it like that. I said like,
well,
my
what did you
say?
Okay, let's stop here. Okay, yeah. Walk us through.
Sorry, it's going to come off.
Exactly, but walk us through what you said to her. You tapped her. She took her AirPods out. What did you say?
AirPods.
I said, can AirPods. I talk to you?
Wait, what?
I said, can I talk to you for a second?
Can I talk to you for a
second? You already are.
How old are you, kid? Are you 12 years
old?
That's
why. No, okay.
Can I talk to you for a second? What the fuck? If she didn't, wait. You tapped her and started talking to her to ask her, is it okay if you talk to her? But you're already talking
her
to her. Okay, look. You tapped her to interrupt her day, to ask her to do something that you're already doing. do you not see that?
So you say I'm making it a non-problem, like, pretty much.
Okay. You tapped her and interrupted her and said, oh, excuse me, can I talk to you? But you were talking to her by asking
her. While asking her, can you talk to her for a second?
So what happened after that? Let's just skip that dumbass part. What happened next?
Then she was like, I'm already listening to music. Like, and then I said, my apologies. And I just walked off.
Apologies.
It didn't really matter to me.
Wow.
My apologies.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You were better off asking her.
So you see how you said that weak-ass first statement and it got you to some weak-ass second statement?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Rather than, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but bang, 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 boom. So you waste less time this way. You get straight to your point. You say what you want to say.
Do you know what you were saying? I would be surprised if she didn't dig in her purse and give you a Tampax. Because you're like, excuse me, I'm having one of those days. Do you have a Tampax? I'm a little heavier today. That's how you sound.
You might have asked her for a lip gloss or something. Oh, excuse me. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, I'll have my mascara.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, do you have any mascara?
You really apologized and then walked away.
Yeah, I didn't really care too much, but.
Damn. Was she 6'3"? Because she benched 225? I'm
for real.
Did she have a gun in her pocket that you could see? What was so scary
about
this woman?
I was scared of her. It's like, I thought it was rude, though. So I didn't want to keep bothering
her. Just say
you were
scared. Just say you were scared.
All right. I guess I was scared.
Yeah, Carla, that's basically what you just did with this person commented. When I catch my little bro sleeping, I wake him up and ask, yo, you sleeping, bro? How do you ask a person you already talked to? Can you talk to them?
Yeah, that wasted time asking that. I should have got straight to the point like you said. I appreciate y'all advice, though.
You should ask some manners. No, excuse me for interrupting you, but I wanted to say, here's why I'm interrupting you.
Yeah, you had your headset on, and I was trying to get your attention, and I see that you had, that's all, but You would then be
that's like, it. That's literally it, bro.
Yeah, they'd be like, well, I'm sorry for doing that. Why would she want to be with a guy that's apologizing? What is in it for her? Tell a 267. Why should she sleep with you? Why should she sleep?
Because that's what you if you're already apologizing for going what you want. What is that? What does that really say about you? If you think going for what you want is something to apologize for. Under any circumstance, if she had headphones in, you see, rather than apologizing for going what you want, you show you have some actual principle, respect, some honor. You go about it in a polite, you know, honorable way.
Hey, Ty, you want to open
the door? Just take the elephant in the room.
Ty, you good for another hour, or how much time do you got left?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so we'll open the lines up for another hour. But okay, 267, look, call 267. Hey, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me real quick before you hang up on you. Why should she smash you? Why you?
I mean, I didn't give her a reason to, especially since I apologize.
Okay, sir, I'm not even asking about the AirPods. I'm asking why should she give the ass up to you?
Why should she?
That's the question.
My fault.
So? Uh-huh.
I don't know, because...
Uh-huh.
I mean, because? It's not like she has to,
you
but...
Mean?
I guess because I am...
What are you?
I don't know. I guess we... I mean, I'm not sure.
I got a magic thing to show you. Ready? Hold your fist up like this, like the power sign. Hold your fist up in the air. You got your fist up?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold up your index finger. You got it up?
Mm-hmm.
Now hang up
mm-hmm.
on me. Now hang the phone up.
All right, gang. Good luck.
All right, buddy. All right, man. So we're going to open the lines back up, guys. But this is a sad thing, Kai. This is really what women are dealing with.